forever be safe in his swing.
Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is alive. You'll find me there on the streets so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. It's Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide.
Here on earth we have troubles that to us seem so heavy, but in heaven no one will be sad. Mom and Dad will be singing, heaven's praises be ringing for the dearest friend I ever had. That's Jesus.
Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is alive. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is alive. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with him I will ever abide. Where with him I will ever abide.
You know, the songs that really touch my heart are the songs that talk about what the Lord did for us. And the next song we're doing is called Don't Let Me Walk Too Far from Calvary. And it's not that Christ is still on the cross, but we need to look back and see what he did for us so that maybe we can allow ourselves to become more and more like him. Keep him and what he did for us in mind. Don't let me walk too far from Calvary.
Wounded side, if I can feel
know, on that cross, when he died, he gave us something. First of all, he gave us eternal life, didn't he? But he also gave us the ability to have victory in our life. And, you know, all we have to do is accept it and say, okay, I can have victory. The Lord Jesus Christ gave it to me when he died on that cross. We do have the victory.
Amen. I always love to embarrass my wife. Wrong song. But
yes,
I'm
that
good
is
I'm,
the
good
wrong
I'm
song. That's the wrong
Isn't
disc.
It a good thing that I'm talking?
Sorry. I'm good.
Yeah, but I'm talking. That works out good, didn't it?
Talk. Yeah,
I always
like
to embarrass my wife because she wrote this song.
Not the one that was the wrong song.
No, not the one that was the wrong song. Somebody else did that. But we try to write some of our own music when we were inspired. I'm not sure how often that happens with me, but we try. We try. But she wrote this. I'm very proud of her. It's a beautiful song.
And this is the right song. This song is called The Victory.
He shed his blood on Calvary's tree that day he died for me. His peace he gave to all mankind if they will only receive the victory.
Little girl. That's my little girl, Jennifer.
He only has one blood daughter, but I'm not his favorite daughter.
I have a dog.
Yes, that's the favorite.
She's 2 years old, and her name is Maggie, and she is a Sheltie. She's a Shetland sheepdog. She looks like Lassie in miniature, and they are related. They're cousins, but they are not miniature collies. They are a separate breed by the AKA.
Well, sorry. No, you're doing fine.
But anyway, she's the second daughter.
But she's the favorite daughter. And you know, Pastor, you had your favorite sister. I'm not the favorite daughter.
And this is my first wife, Karen, of nearly 40 years. In November 9th will be 40 years that we've been married. And she has tolerated me, and I have tolerated her. But she has done most of the work, especially now that I'm disabled. But my brain is still working, and that's good.
Well, so, that's debatable.
Anyway, this is Jennifer, my wife Karen. I know they look like sisters. They've been told they look like sisters.
Watch it.
There is a family resemblance, and my name's Brother Rod. Nobody ever calls me Rodney. It's Rod, R-O-D, Brother Rod.
He can spell. You are just laying yourself out sorry.
If you feel led to call me the Right Reverend Rod, that would be okay too, but I'm not very reverend. Never mind, forget it.
I have a quick story to tell you. We were in a missions conference one time with a missionary to Jewish people. And he came to me after the service, and you guys see how I'm kind of cutting up with Dad. He knows I love him. I'm not really being disrespectful. We just like to have a good time. We enjoy each other. And the missionary came to me, and he said, "You realize what would have happened to you in Old Testament times had you talked to your father like that and had you lived then?" And I said, I kind of knew what he was going towards. And I said, "Well, what were you thinking of, preacher?" And he says, "You would have been stoned." I said, "Well, aren't we glad we live in the age of grace? Amen."
Well, amen. The Lord's good, isn't he?
Amen. That's what this song talks about, the fact that Christ paid a debt for us when he went to a cross. And, you know, he went there, he shed every drop of his blood, and that blood atones for our sins, past, present, and future. And whether you know him as your Savior or not, he paid for your sins too, if you don't know him. He did it because he loved each and every one of us, and he would gladly do it again if he had to. But aren't you thankful that it only took that one time of him going to that cross? And now we know that if you have Christ as your Savior, you know you have eternal life. You know, someday you'll be in heaven. This song talks about all that and how Christ paid that debt for us.
Couldn't pay, and it was growing every day, but Jesus paid it all for me. On the cross of Calvary, he died for men like you and me. What a Savior! I love him, yes, I do. With me in paradise. take away all sin and strife. He came a long way from heaven to give to us eternal life. Just to give to us eternal life.
Amen. Well, while she's getting some water for me, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Karen. She didn't know that, see? We spent 21 years in Astoria, Oregon, where it rains 80 inches of rain a year. Astoria, Oregon's very wet. It's on just about the northwestern point. You can't get any more northwestern than Astoria, Oregon, but it rains. And so I'm dry because it does not rain here, even though you got some relief from a 10-year drought, did you not? But it hasn't. It's sprinkled a little bit since we've been here, the 5 weeks we've been here. But it is dry. You have to get used to it, don't you? And there are things, there are little allergens out there, little critters out there trying to make you kind of